8:28 before the hour. Melody is on Christmas break. Rob Wilson is filling in for Melody today. Rob's a financial advisor, providing advice and guidance to prominent young stars, has earned him the moniker of hip-hop financial advisor, and got some smart year-end financial moves ready to make here. Rob, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. Happy holidays to everyone.
All right,
Happy
Rob.
Holidays.
Got the question for you, and do you think it would be a good idea for people to buy cars or buy homes, making those purchases at the end of the year? Is that a good idea for right now? Should we go?
You know what? If you haven't really saved up and planned for such a large expenditure, I don't think there's any need to rush into that. The interest rates aren't going too high anytime soon, so if you got plenty of time to do that in the new year. So if you haven't saved up, if you're not actually ready to take that big step, go ahead and get yourself together and do that in 2015.
Good. How can we prepare for the upcoming tax season, Rob?
You know, I really say there's only three things that you can do with money. You can make money, spend money, and invest money. And the first thing I suggest people do is right now is focus on spending less in taxes. And the way that you do that, if you're fortunate enough to be able to defer some of your income, if you're getting a bonus or something like that, push that into 2015. That way you don't have to pay the taxes on it until the following year. The other thing that was big this year is health insurance. You know, the Affordable Care Act mandates that you have health insurance. Now, if you don't, you're going to pay a penalty. The maximum in 2014 is $285 per family, but next year the maximum goes up to $975. So make sure that you get your health insurance underway, or you're going to have to pay.
And Rob, what are some of the best year-end financial moves that we should make?
You know what? I think you really want to take a look at your investments. You know, the market has been fantastic over the last few years, but that doesn't necessarily mean the individual things that you hold in your portfolio are great. So take a look at that. And if you have some losses, even though the market's been great, you can use up to $3,000 in losses to offset against any of your income. And so folks that made a lot of money this year would definitely want to do that. And you also want to make sure that you're contributing to your 401k. You have to get that done by the end of the year. So if you have some extra money that you can contribute, it's going to lower your tax bill next year because all of that 401k money is pre-tax money.
Hey, Rob, when's the very latest that we can make a donation to a charity so it'll count towards 2014?
Yeah, you have to do that by the end of the year as well. So look, if you get some horrible Christmas gifts this year, instead of re-gifting them, why not just give them away? And that way you can give yourself a gift, a better gift of the tax deduction. So it's great. Go through your garage. Take out those things that you don't need. You're probably some hoarding some things. Go ahead and give it away to somebody else that can use it much better.
Right. And how about the money hidden under the mattress, Rob?
You know, some people feel like the money under a mattress is safe, but you know what? It's not earning you anything. It's not doing anything for you. So if you're uncomfortable, go talk to a financial advisor or get a great financial book or a magazine that helps you get more comfortable with investing. And the other thing is, if you want to be able to put more money in the mattress or more money in the market, look, as a financial advisor, I'm really the make more money guy. And so I think that if you want to live a certain type of lifestyle, then don't worry about as much trying to cut everything out of your budget. There's only so much of that you can do. Go out and make the money that's going to allow you to live the type of life that you want to live. And so the best thing that people can do right now while they've got a little bit of time is thinking about how they can add at least one additional stream of revenue next year. You should never be totally dependent on one stream of income, because we've seen in the financial crisis what can happen when that goes away. So diversify your income and you'll be a lot happier next year.
All right.
So
bootleg eggs in one
bootleg movies at the barbershop don't count?
Okay. Hey, that counts too. It all counts.
Hey, thank you so much, Rob Wilson. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, my man.
Same to you.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.